this is a story about my cultural awakening that didn't really go the way I thought it would. I spent my junior year abroad, my junior year of college, Syracuse University abroad, living in London, as I guess everybody does. And halfway through the year, my roommate, Creed Taylor, whose dad, Creed Taylor, produced The Girl from Ipanema, you know the tune? Said, let's see what else we can see of the European continent, and let's head towards Copenhagen. Let's take trains, and let's hitchhike, and let's see how far we can get on half of our money, and when we are through half our money, we'll turn around and come back. I thought, that's pretty smart for you, Creed. And I was game. I wanted to broaden my cultural horizons because I'd grown up in a suburb, if you think this is possible, of Schenectady, New York. So, and I was particularly interested in going through Germany because I learned growing up that they were the bad guys. My dad was in Patton's Third Army. And I knew as a kid that the gray plastic army men were the Germans and the green ones were us. The good ones were us. So anyway, we took trains and boats and so on across the channel and across the Netherlands, landed just inside Germany and proceeded to hitchhike. We went up to an intersection that had three different roads leading away from it, put out our thumbs and waited for a very long time as cars drove by and ignored us. And after a while, another guy walks up into our scene there, and he's long and tall and weathered and dressed in a kind of semi-military way. And he puts out his thumb going in a similar but slightly different direction on another road. And we all sit there with our thumbs out for a few minutes. And then he looks over to us and he says, "Americans, right?" Which is always so depressing, you know? And he said, yeah. He said, "You're not going to get a ride that way. You come over here and talk to me." So we went over, talked to him. He was very tall, as it turned out, when we got close to him. He said, "You're not going to get a ride on that highway, and you're not going to get a ride from a car. You want to ride with a truck, a semi-truck, and that's what I'm going to do. Why don't you hang with me?" So we said, okay. Waited just a few minutes, and sure enough, a tractor trailer comes up, and we all pile in. And we're driving northeast to the next town. And our now guide and this truck driver are talking German the whole time. And after a couple hours, we stop and we get out. And our new tour guide says, "I'll buy you lunch in this pub." And we thought, this is great because we have so little money, you know. And we'd already spent like a tenth of it on orange juice, you know. And so we go in the pub and we're eating our sandwiches. And after a couple of minutes, he leans forward, our tour guide. Our tall, weathered tour guide. He leans forward and he says, "See that guy sitting at the bar? In a minute, he's going to walk out of the restaurant and come back in wearing something slightly different and sit at a table." Okay. And so, sure enough, the guy did. He went out and he came back and he's like, took off his coat this time, put on his hat, whatever. And he came and he sat at a table very close to us, at which point our weathered tour guide said, "We have to go now." Okay. So we leave and we're walking down the street and we said to this guy, how did you know he was going to do that? He says, "There's some very shady things going on." And we said, like, "How do you know?" He says, "I'm a NATO policeman. I'm a terrorist hunter." And this is before terrorism was cool. So he says, we should take a train to our next, get in a better position for another highway. Let's take a train for a few miles." So we get on a train. No sooner are we on this train than a guy bursts into our car and walks straight up to us. And this guy looks like the Gestapo. I mean, he's completely clad in black with shiny boots up to his knees and little white trim everywhere. Just like the bad guys in the movies, the Gestapo. And he even had the hat that was pushed back, you know, in that way that they have. And the only difference was there was no eagle on the hat. Other than that, I was watching a World War II movie. And he said, "You have to dump your packs out." And, he said this to the guy who was with us, too. And right in front of everybody, nobody else had to dump out their packs. He looked through it all. and, you know, eyed us the whole time, and then said we could go. Creed and I are looking at each other, just going, how weird can this get? So we put our packs back on, and we leave there. And then the guy says, well, you know what, actually, if we were to take a bus just a little bit further, we could really be in a good position. So we said, okay. And we get on the bus, and we're about a block down the road. And this old German guy stands up in the front of the bus and looks back at us. We're in the back of the bus. And he stands up in front of everybody and goes, English pigs! And then our tour guide proceeds to argue with the guy, screaming in German. And Creed and I are like waiting to get out. Anyway, so we got off next stop. We caught another truck. And that truck took us to Nordhorn, West Germany, where the tall NATO policeman said, you're on your own, I'm going in another direction. He said, let me just leave you with one word of wisdom. Don't sleep in the woods around here. We said, okay. So he takes off, and we're like, we gotta get to another town. So we're hitchhiking, and it's getting dark very fast, and then it becomes dark, and Creed and I look at each other and say, maybe we can get a train to another town. I mean, we'll ride the train at night, we won't have to sleep. Okay, that's a great idea. What we didn't know is that the word, the German word for a train station is Bahnhof. I mean, Bahnhof, Transstation, we're thinking. It took us forever. By the time we got to the train station, the last train had left, and so we're lamenting, and this strapping German guy comes up and says, you can stay with me. I thought, oh, God, so great. So we followed this guy to his house, and we get inside, and he's feeding us sausage and noodles, and it's warm. And he says in broken English, you want to watch a movie? And we said, sure. And so it was called The Plumbers. It was Super 8. We're eating our noodles. And when the film was finished, he said, it's time to go to bed. And we said, great, we're tired. You know, we start to lay out our sleeping bags on the floor. And he says, no, it's time to go to my bed. And we said, and then he stands up and he insists, it's time to go to my sleeping in the bed, and he says. So we stood up and ran into the woods at night. And so now we're standing in the middle of the woods and it's dark, and we just said, hell with it, you know? So we put out our sleeping bags and went to sleep. And the early morning light was shattered by the thunderous roar. This thunderous roar over our heads, and I kind of open my eyes, and I'm looking through the green, and I see these gray shapes flying back and forth, and I realize that they are F-15 Eagles, American F-15 Eagles. And I thought back to the gray army men and the Gestapo guy who was missing his eagle, and I thought, you know, despite how weird this travel has been, meeting this culture, the weirdest thing is seeing your other culture, your own culture, from the other side. And so we went down to Amsterdam and buying hash in a bar and eating Chinese food on Christmas Day didn't seem at all weird compared to that. Thank you.